This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test after having some issues with the rate it was sampling. I think I got it fixed. 3, 2, 1. I'd like to welcome all listeners to the program, especially those in Frankfurt, Germany, and the surrounding area. Thanks for downloading 28 programs. It really pumped up my stats. I was number 37 in the comedy section, which is extremely important. So more people discover the show and listen to it. I had a little technical issue there up front. I thought I'd delete all that, but why not keep it up there? And hope you're having a good day. And shortly we will start having more fun. But hopefully you stay for the whole program. There's something different all the time. I will now fix some other things, and we should be started shortly. Here is a classic bit that I, prank phone call, actually. I think Wanda Sykes was the one doing it, and I can see that, but it's classic.
Thank you for calling. This is T-Towing. How may I help you?
I just picked up my 92 Accord from your lot. And there is a huge turd in the back seat.
A huge turd?
Yes.
And there's what in the back seat?
A turd. A piece of a big-ass human turd in the back seat of my car.
Ma'am, I assure you, our guys did not take a dump in your car. If you want to, bring that car back and we'll take a look at it.
You want to take a look at it? My car is fine. It's that big-ass turd in the back seat.
Okay, what would you like me to do?
Okay, how about I go to your house and pitch a loaf on your couch?
Ma'am,
how about that?
Ma'am, what would you like me to do to fix the situation?
I want somebody to come over here, get this turd out my back seat.
That's not going to happen.
Car. What do you mean it's not going to happen?
You can bring the car here and we can take a look at it.
I am. I'm going to bring it back there. You know what I'm going to do?
Huh.
I'm going to take a dump in every last car you got there. I'm going to pee on your counter. I'm going to do it all
to show
you how it feels.
Okay.
And you know what? You sound like a big burly man. It probably came out your ass.
Oh, yeah. I don't make it a habit of going out and taking a dump in the car.
How much do you weigh?
About 400 pounds.
That's your turd.
That's my turd, huh?
Yes.
That came up from a 400-pound man, huh?
This is a 400-pound man. Either that or a gorilla.
Okay.
I'm driving this car right to my lawyer's office. And I'm going to let the whole world see. You're going to be on the news this evening, buddy. I'm going to get 7 on my side. Watch. You're going to be on the news.
Can you describe the piece of shit? I mean, what does it look like?
You know what it is. It came out your ass. What the hell? What kind of asking me what color? I tell you what, it smells ungodly. That's what it smells like. Smells like you sold your ass to the devil. That came from the pits of hell.
Well, how big is it? How long is it?
It's not as long as my arm. I don't think it's fun. Why, y'all? This is not fun. I got a damn 2x4 in my back seat. You know, I think this some racial too. That's what this is. Little kids are running away from it.
Oh, my.
I'm glad y'all find this funny.
Okay.
You're probably on the steering wheels too, don't you?
All right. How long does it look like it's been sitting in there?
Steve is coming off of it, okay?
Steam is coming off of it?
Yes.
It couldn't be there that long then, huh?
I am taking this. It's a fresh turd.
Okay, so you're not going to bring the turd back to me?
No. You know what? I'm starting to like it.
Gonna keep it as a fact.
I'm gonna keep it because it's a nice look. You know what? It's a nice conversation piece.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, man.
Oh, thank you.
My next story. It isn't a story. More, it's more commentary. I would just, because it means a lot to me, whether you like it or dislike it, it's your deal. But I don't see why they can have these shows dating naked and Naked and Afraid. They blur out the naughty parts. I guess they film in, maybe they film in other countries where the rules are relaxed a little bit for showing off the bod. And even Netflix, I saw a clip on Chelsea Handler of Jason Biggs from American Pie fame. One and two were all right. The rest were shit. But he came out to be a guest on Chelsea Handler's once a week show. Totally naked. And I'm going, why isn't he arrested and sent to a mental facility? Really? Like, even they gave a wiener shot of him kind of pointing at Chelsea. I guess money talks. And money keeps you out of the system. I had my fill of the system for a long time. I've even had lawyers across the aisle from me in a courtroom kind of laugh at what I did. I wish I would have told them to shut the fuck up and then you're no Matlock and go and then beat the hell out of them. But that's, yeah, when you got money, you can do practically anything and get a pass. I have a little addition to the Chelsea Handler and Jason Biggs story. Chelsea was on Conan O'Brien, and they were talking about, I guess they were somewhere, Chelsea was swimming or something like that somewhere, and I don't know why she was with Jason Biggs or whatever, but I guess he, Jason Biggs urinated in Chelsea's face. She said she didn't mind it. I don't know what's going on there, but maybe he should be on some medication for the that can be prescribed by a psychiatrist, which I had to go through. That just kind of, well, there's some other things that made me mad or crabby the last couple weeks. Now that I know what I know, apartment managers kind of treating me like dirt. One of them said, you don't have enough money. And at the time, I had over $8,000 in my account. But, nope, you don't have enough money to hear you. Rent is $575. And I couldn't get back in there. But I found another place that isn't so bad for $3-something. We went through trying to get an apartment at the Viking Terrace, where we had to fill out a mountain of paperwork, and there was just one item that needed to be confirmed by insurance, by my insurance company. life insurance, basically. But they would not deal with them in the right manner. I still think there's something fishy about that whole deal. But I can't prove it. Had I known they were going to treat me like that, I would have put all the money on my truck. And all the money that I could. And as I know now, since I had long-term disability, I would have paid it through that. Made payments. The way I was treated by apartment managers, that's why I would have, I wish I would have said, from staying at St. Peter far too long. Put all the money in the truck. And let the apartment managers sweat out not getting some money right on time. So that's my kind of beef about that. But I won't go into any more detail about that. It's kind of ruffle some feathers. I didn't know whether to put that in or not. But the show goes on. While I was away in treatment, when I came back to apply to get an apartment there again, she crabbed about the condition of the bathroom. And I'm kind of like, I wasn't there to see it, how clean it was. I would have worked at it myself had I been there. But that's my rant for this podcast. I want to clear something up. When I said that the two lawyers on the opposite side of the aisle were laughing at me, they were laughing at what I did for a living, which I believe I had been working at a QVC call center, the shopping channel, and then was laid off. So that's why I wanted to beat the fuck out of them. It wasn't very professional, I thought. And this happened in the early 90s, but I still remember it fairly well. But that's my correction to the earlier comments. And I was at that courtroom because I had a bipolar mania episode. It comes from the heart, what I'm going to say next. I would like to thank all my family and friends for their support. Support and well wishes while I go through, which I will have the rest of my life. This brain disease, bipolar. I'm trying to do things the right way this time and keep up on my medication, and I also have a social worker who comes once a week and has been very, he has been a gem helping me with paperwork, trying to navigate Getting me some things that I never thought would be possible. Whether it goes yes or no. With long-term Social Security, which a lot of people I've met have that for years. If you're a woman with a child, it seems like and the husband's no longer around. It seems like they approve them pretty quickly. But being a single white male is—I don't think they kind of put that on the front burner to get done. Well, we need more of this. We need more of that. There's a mountain of paperwork, which is now more being handled by the place I go sometimes when they come here, a member of the ACT team. But thank you. This has been a very difficult podcast because of some technical issues. I wanted to stress some things. Some of the things up front were recorded in mono. I don't know exactly why. I think maybe that prank phone call was recorded. Was not recorded in stereo, so that might be. But it started right away, so you may have to turn up the volume a little bit on the front of the program. But it does get louder. And hopefully you can adjust that on your phone, all your iPhones and the MP3 players and all the eyes from Apple. I know there's a lot of people that I've been surrounded by at the Unity House where I had to stay for 90 days. It was far too long. But we had a lot of meetings and did a lot of paperwork. And President Trump has Twitter and I have my podcast. He's probably being advised to knock off the Twitter statements. Yeah, it's a tough deal to unwind the spider web of this controversy he's in. It seems we might have to ship lawyers in from other states as they're being snapped up by everybody. Even the lawyers are getting lawyers. But hopefully it won't be connected to him. I was watching a little program, All the President's Men, and they were taking comments from everybody involved that were still around. Robert Redford did some of it. Man, I don't understand that. His hair was going like everywhere. You could have taken a brush to your hair there, Robert, when doing this. It was a funny, or wear a hat. I've done that when my hair is like unmanageable. But maybe we can, I know some of the things I've said doesn't mean a lot to some people, but hopefully people who carry the bipolar disease will get something out of it, which I have to deal with the rest of my life and probably be on a medication the rest of my life on that. So that's why I've been out of the podcast business for a while. They also are promoting, Podomatic is promoting charging people for a listen to the podcast, and then I'd probably lose all my listeners, because I don't know if anybody's willing to pay to listen to this. It's a very nominal amount as far as I read on that. I didn't read it all. But it is intriguing. It's not through PayPal, it's through something else. Maybe I will go to that so I can say I'm making money at something I like to do as a hobby. That's probably what it is now. Just a hobby. But the people at South Winds and the ACT members have encouraged me to make more podcasts, because one of the people there at South Winds found that I was seemed so happy doing them. Well, sometimes I do, and some things I have to laugh about that happens on these things. I don't like that some of this was recorded in mono, but I don't know how to change it. But I thought that Wanda Sykes' prank phone call was was funnier than hell. So you get a dose of that. Oh, and just express, maybe I sounded a little mean during parts of this, but as I get my memories back, bipolar, if you go through the mania, it affects your memories, and you slowly get them back. It's too bad I get some of the more of the negative experience from the past coming up front, instead of the happy ones of where I am today, which my family was supportive of. But on to some better things. I didn't expect this podcast to be a tirade But I'm much happier today. I got a nice piece of mail that made me happy. But not the big one like I was hoping for, but still it helps with daily living, so... those of you who have Netflix, Netflix is, I'm kind of new to it. I've watched, what's the show? Longmire, which was, I thought a really good show. I haven't seen that they have any new episodes. I don't know, what the deal is with them, And I thought the new Star Trek show would show up on Netflix, but probably not. It's kind of CBS doing what the UPN network got trash, so maybe that'll not be good for this program. Discovery, it's called. And I heard the captain is supposed to be gay. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. But we've never heard of it before. And I wish Rick Berman and Brandon Braga were in charge of that, but they were probably burned out from all the writing they were doing. And have enough money in the bank for all the previous Star Trek shows. But Netflix is very intuitive about what you look at, and they've set up me with a bunch of comedians specials, which is nice. The best seat in the house. I get like a front row seat without actually being there. And there's this comedian I'd never heard of before. And I think she's got like three specials on Netflix. I've watched one. I think it's called Freezing Hot. She got kind of an explosion background and a bunch of fake snow on the floor. But she is cute and funny as hell. You might give that a look. If you're into comfort television, it's pretty funny. And somebody in the bleeding nosebleed seats probably wouldn't hear some of the little noises she makes, but I can't even do them. Something like that, but it's like, and then she does things with her tongue and stuff and these voices. It's pretty hilarious. Eliza Schlesinger. I'm not sure if I'm butchering her name. It's like I have in the past butchered some names. But so I'm not as angry as I was up front. It kind of involves something else too, but I won't go into that. So, just because of a piece of mail, my next one is a retroactive for many months. And I enough to buy a nice vehicle. I'm not buying a piece of shit just because I don't have the money right now. So, I'm glad you're all stuck with the program, even as the San Jose, California people view my site. I don't see downloads or views from them, but they like to visit my site for some reason. I don't know if it's kind of a hacker thing or what. But, well, I don't seem to have caused any more problems. My last trip, my last call to the computer guy that I work with, he kind of laughed at the thing I was telling him. Oh, we can't help you with that, because he didn't believe that there's TVs with a computer hookup, VGA cord, or it's one of the bigger cords, and he's in his 20s, I think, and I go, yes, there were. I don't think they do it as much now. It's all HDMI, which I never seemed to figure out, because I wanted internet on both these screens. I'm going to have to call somebody in so I can read stories better when I get back to them. This has been mostly a personal commentary podcast, which means probably nothing to most people. But I hope they give it a little listen. It's a little more adult in some spots, a few Effenheimers, but I meant them all. So, looks like I'm going over my scheduled time that I usually have, and I will post this podcast to the interwebs, and you can listen to it at your pleasure. No commercials, no commercial interruption. Whether you listen by laptop, desktop, iPhone, iPad, iPod, MP3 player, Android phone. I bought an Android phone here recently, a Samsung 7, and having problems with it. Hopefully I get that resolved. It seems to not ring. when calls are coming in, goes straight to voicemail. I don't know why. So, but we'll get this mean podcast posted for your listening pleasure. And hopefully you have a happy ending tonight. And talk to you next time, folks. Bye-bye.